Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into fascinating topics from Wikipedia's vast sea of knowledge. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're exploring the captivating world of video games with a particular focus on a gripping entry from a horror anthology series. That's right, grab your digital flashlight as we delve into the Dark Pictures anthology, House of Ashes. Now, you might be wondering, what makes House of Ashes so special? Well, it's the third installment in the Dark Pictures anthology, an interactive drama survival horror series developed by Supermassive Games and published by Bandai Namco Entertainment. This entry was released in October 2021, tantalizing players with its unique blend of storytelling, psychological horror, and strategic gameplay. The premise of House of Ashes is set during the Iraq War in 2003. Players are immersed in a world where a group of military personnel from both the United States and Iraq are trapped underground after a skirmish, and they inadvertently awaken an ancient and malevolent force. Quite the setup, right? This game's story is layered with historical undertones and supernatural elements, making for a rich narrative experience. Let's pause for a moment and consider one of the game's most intriguing aspects, decision-making. Much like in the previous titles of the Dark Pictures anthology, every choice the player makes dramatically affects the story's outcome and character fates. Reflect on this for a bit. What would you do if you were stranded underground, deep in enemy territory, facing not only human fears, but an ancient curse? These decisions force the player to confront ethical dilemmas and the consequences of their actions, resonating with our daily lives. Would you put your trust in an unlikely ally or choose the survival of the fittest? Supermassive Games has a knack for creating atmospheric tension, and House of Ashes is no exception. The production features cinematic visuals and a haunting score that amplifies the fear and drama of each unfolding scenario. A big draw for players is the game's influence over your senses and emotions. How do you react when the shadows start moving just outside the corner of your eye? When the soundtrack hits that perfect crescendo at the most anxious moment? As a piece of interactive art, the game doesn't just rely on its chilling setting, but also boasts a compelling cast of characters. Among them are Rachel King, a U.S. Air Force officer, and her husband Eric, a NASA team leader. Then, there's Jason Kolchek and Nick Kay, hardworking soldiers with pasts that haunt them as much as the demons in the dark do. Even the Iraqi soldier Salim adds depth to the story, inviting players to navigate complex relationships under extreme stress. Did you know that the thematic depth of House of Ashes takes inspiration from real historical events and legends? The storyline weaves in the history of Mesopotamia, particularly exploring beliefs and mythical creatures known to the ancient Sumerians. This opens up questions about the blend of fact and fiction. How do myths inform our cultural narratives? What can they teach us about human nature? House of Ashes extends beyond a solitary experience by allowing for miles more adrenaline and intrigue in multiplayer modes. These include both online shared story experiences and the couch-friendly movie night mode, where up to five friends can play together. Each player takes the reins of a different character, heightening the interactivity and shared suspense. This dynamic encourages collaboration and debate. Are you ready to argue with your friends over who gets the flare gun? For a series known as much for its scares as for its intricate storytelling, it's fascinating to observe how House of Ashes maintains its allure 5 years after the anthology's initial release. By incorporating unique historical contexts, staying true to its horror roots, and presenting narratives that require active player participation, Supermassive Games continues to redefine the boundaries of what interactive drama in gaming can achieve. Now, let's pivot back to you, our listeners. Imagine for a second that you are one of those characters immersed in this ancient horror. What decisions would you make if you found yourself trapped, not just beneath layers of Earth, but enmeshed in complex ethical puzzles? Would your choices differ if you knew others were scrutinizing each decision in real time? This episode's call to action for our audience is simple. Whether you're a seasoned gamer or someone curious about diving into a narrative-rich experience, consider how games like House of Ashes challenge your perspective on storytelling and decision-making. I encourage you to explore how these interactive dramas could potentially mirror ethical dilemmas and societal changes we encounter. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. I hope you enjoyed our exploration of the Dark Pictures anthology, House of Ashes. Stay curious, keep asking questions, and join us next time as we journey through another captivating corner of Wikipedia. Until then, remember that every choice shapes your story, both digital and real world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes. Thanks for listening. See you next time.